వానుక్ నగిట్లు రమ్మని ఇట్టు వండుక్ ఆశిన్ శివ్లీవులు నగి అటో పిచ్చి క్లారా కుడియా ఇను కొట్టు క్లారా మాని కింగ్మి అఖిలి జాక్లుమా ఇమ్మ కేన్ తలమ్మి అని మొక్లుమా టవ్వంగా ఎక్సి మొక్లుమా 1916 ఇలక్మో ఊంగా అటు కటువంగా హెల్ఫర్డ్ పైన శ్రేగ్లు కాశ్ తమట్ కునుంగా నా దాంట్లో కుడియాక్తున్న టవ్వంగా కుడియాకు తాము నుగట్పేగా తుమక్లు తిగితే తమం కింగ్ పిసుకోయం కింగా పా కుడియాక్తువాగుమో నుగట్పే హిమ్మ టైప్ కొన నువ్వు ఇంటర్ని కింగ్ పినియాక్ పగూసి మర్రోక్ హిమ్మ ఉన్నీ నక్పటక్ పగూసి మర్రోక్ కంట ఇనుక్ ఇనుకు ఎక్సుని ముఖ్వాక్ ఇమ తాము తమాని ఇన్ అగునని సుఖ సాబైసుని ఉన్ని అగుని సుఖ సాబైసుని విషి మొక్కుని ఇంకొక పేగుమో ఆ ఇలాని ఉన్న తమాని కలవాక్సుని ఇసి మొలక్సుని కనుక్కు ఎక్సమ్మ తట్ పోయిన అగుమ్మ ఇసిప్తిను పాగో ఇసి మొలక్త అక్షునాగు రమ్మన్న సింగ్ సాబిని ఉనక్ మ్యాక్సు పిలో జాని కను సిమంగ్ రాగమ్మ సూరము మౌసి తక్షర ఔదాటక్త ఔదారు టౌన్ ఇని కాత్కై తట్ పోయిన నిగప్తున్ ఉన్న నేక్త యోసక్త అక్టోము శీకముటాప్తు వాసులు తప్పని కిలుప్తుని అత్యతి నిక్టాబు కళ్ళు తప్పని కూక్ మన మళ్ళీ వాసు కంట ఎక్కడ వాస్తాటో మూడని మగున్నా జాన్స్ నాటక్ రాకొని ఎక్కడ చెప్పుకో ఇసి మూడు అంత ఉన్న రామితని మొన్న సాబాయి ఇంకొకని పిం పడే పోని తప్పిగోడు అట్టడి చీకో అని అడుగు కౌన్ ఏగుట్టుకై ఇను ఇప్పింగా సౌట్ సురోట్ పిక్కువ కింద నేర్తమ్మి జి మొలక్తో మాండలి కాటరు ఇను కాటో సమ్ నలుగు సుల్లి అంటే లాక్ పటక్ పగు ఇల్లక్ ఇనుక్ సమ్ నమ్మ రాజక్షుని పప్పుకోటగా ఇను నలుగు మాని ఇను కాటు వాటాము ఇలా ఉయక్ సాగు రక్తమ్మి ఉన్న పిమ్మో ఇలాడు బాటాన్ కుబ్ర టొక్సి మర్రో అమ్ము అమ్ము మర్రో ఉన్న మర్రాగు ఎగట్ లూయి అమ్ముకుయ్ ముగ ఎగట్లు వాసి టక్సూ ఫ్రూటు మగ మర్రోని ఇచ్చి గగన సిప్పోడి లేట్ మగ కనిసి టైం ఎగట్ లూయి పైన తాము ఎగట్లు ఉన్న సౌతో నవ్వుసి మర్రో tikitaguna simun aningilak inung munimna pagasuda kinyak niya kam pagka inait ikakait pagwa uwilay anik tiwat itut isim malaktok unak kaya samna tunus inay ako ikat lunik kawayong nawasagit mo ikat lutay awak sa kwa tuniyak sa mga agin ikat lunik kau na ya gutu ga bo ma hinu ta bu ma nokot pe ap ta ma ku bra tok tu am kan ngul mai na ta ren kan ngul tu tu ta bu ma คูปเรตกตัวเขาเหนื่อยกูจะเข้ามิวอักษุนากูตามมันอุนักเมียก็เพียมันรุมงะนั่นรีดคูปลูกแค่ตัวนั่นกูกุนงะแต่แม้ว่าจะรับว่าตามนะขันสุนเตยมาอิมรังขันตาสมะเอาดาวสิมรุนนี่นั่นแม้ว่าจะขึ้นมิญุนนี่ที่ไม่ตัวว่าตัดโป่งชุดตัดขาดตกเขียนเคยมันร่าอึกเคยข้างงี้จัดอินยาขาดจุดมันร่าอุบวิจัยฮันยักตัวอุศมุนอันงี้จัดนับร่างตกอินยาขาดตัวแต่เราสุดมันมันนั่นลูกเกอเอ็มมะว่างอ่ะอักวัดยุทธ์พลังนั่งมวิจิงมาตรกันนั้นกิจการนี้นักขาดตกเนี่ยตับจึงนี่ว่าที่เรนี่ตากระดกคำอิจิเมียกุติกาเสพกัวกิ้งนั่นนี่กินขันเต้าว่าแต่นักนักสิกตะกาสุดีงวดสิงิดกระดกตัวสมตามตัดปิงะอัตติสีวัดตุนูราตุนะอาคุจุนีแต่นักนักสิกตะตากระสมนะอับเขาอยากสู้อับคุรุชิมรกคุบระตกตัวมุนโอ้สิลาสูเรนตามนัดเขามิ่งอัดเขาเล็กตกโอ้ไม่หลักขับสิสกุลกันด้วยใครตากิมกันด้วยขันสิเตมอัดตกนักไม่เกี่ยวกับสกุลเล่นโอ้กิเลนนัดว่าเอาเล็กสุนีโอ้ที่ไรน้ำมันเจ็บกว่าจิ้มมาเลยขมิ้นตัวหน้าเต้าบุเรศูบเจ็บกว่าตัวหน้าเต้าบุเรนิทาเจ็บกว่าขันศิวบุเรศเจ็บกว่าเหมือนตาบกว่านี้ขมิ้นกินวกตะไกตัวหน้าเต้าเนื้อสดเลี้ยนนิ่งศิวนิ่มเนี่ยอันนี้เขาได้ยืดมาแต่ปอนนี่ปุรุมอัตติมุกได้ยอดตาบตัวนวลนี่เราแรกสุนีนกเด็กก็เคยอัดน้ำมันนี่ขันตากูก็เรื่องของกิจการนี่ดูแล้วก็ลูกเขาไม่ของกิจการน้ำมันจะสุกสักสักสนุกว่าของกิจการน้ำมันจะน้ำเมียกูที่เขาไม่กินที่สุดโต๊ะก็จะออกตกได้มั้งที่กิจการที่กิจการตกเปียกเขาไม่ลึกซูอันนี้ลิชับกูไอ้มักขับรถสุราโดนนี่เล็กตกมอสิตาอีมาอุกอาจขันอินเงียตกว่าที่กิตัวขามิขันตันอินักสุยตกจะขามิมอสโตเรนตานเขาโนโนโตกุงนัดเลือดอิมโนกัวที่ลิมัวอุนิสัมนัดมอสโตเรนสัมนัดตรงนี้มาขัดตัวอิตกุบลูอิตกาเรกนัดเลือดอิมนะนายานอุนินอาการนักเรียนเต็มอิจฉาแต่หมดกลัวโกอัดมาเรียนเต็มเอาดาวควายฟิชเชอร์อินวัคตัวที่กับดูอร์ด6อินช์ติดติดหลักเซมปักมามินแต่หมดกลัวขึ้นยังน่ากังวลแต่หมดรูมันกุ้งมีทูฟีติดจริงจัดหิมมากว่าทูนอมไข่ไม่อักดูกระดูกซิมรวดว่าอีจิมาเล็กตกแต่มันปิดเครื่องมาหมดตั้งขนกอิบเกออินยิ่งจัดประมาณตัวอิดปวดว่าสุดอิบเกอยานพงาการุกิยาว่าขนกปิกาสินตามานิแต่นี่ตากระดกขามิตามานิขยะกุฏิขามุกิพงาการุกิยาอินยิ่งปักกัวข้างนิ่งวิจวดนึกสาวติดรวดว่าเนปตากระตาขึ้นยังกูไงได้มาเก็บก็แนวตาก็ปีหลักอีนัยหลักอีกก็ไกลหลักแต่มันรักวักลานนุนับน้องมาค่าขันดูขามิจูอีนขยากันปีจะดิบก็ยิ่งมาเล็กตกขันดูสระเอ็มตระผู้ประตกตัวเอ็มน่ะขึ้นยังปิดว่าอาทิตย์ขามิคนเดียวนี่รู้ tamat kunu itu kanun tani kurian itu gay hima unit tak pon kenyak tanip kua wa tamat koi leita hima kat tamat regok tep kua inyu asrai git kenyak si magai agi mutkan katuat wa tu nuan piung natau tu nu koi asrai ni nikita katuat terra aku cemai lak tamat kunua kenyak taminun klan tei mentam tegi tiru kudak tuaga terra.
Where did you learn the story from?
Well, I learned it from an old man named Jonathan O'Nalik. That was quite a few years back, just before the Second World War.
Where was he from?
As long I remember him, he's from here, from Wales. That time, while we was have a Kargi, we call it Kargi, he always telling a story.
Could you tell us a story? No?
Yeah, I might try to translate it of my best, because I haven't got much school. That's why I had a kind of tough time to talk English. But I might try out my best about that story, what I heard of it before, what I tell you on my language. And I might try to speak in English with that story. Try to translate, even though I might not say it, some of them. About that young man who been going walk up to hillside for looking for something. Before he left, he's been take a long piece of rope that is lashing, have been taking piece of that and go and walk up. And he maybe have a little bag too, take along with him. And while he was going up, he's looking for something, whatever he wanna get for his families maybe. Because there's maybe hardly any things around here on a sort of a fall time. Sometimes it's kind of short of a food too around here. And while he's walking on that point back there at the razor back point other side of it, he saw some village had been set him up back there and had been thinking of it before he left. He's kind of surprised to see the village had been set him up back there, what he didn't hear before, but he just saw it himself before anybody else had been telling him. Then he was kind of surprised to see a people's had been set him up their things, and igloos and drying racks, that is. And when he see them, they're not much have of himself for understanding have been done it there before, except he's just wondering, how come I didn't know that the place before, because I don't go walk much away from my village down there. I just kind of surprised to see them. Then he saw the man who was fishing on the lake. The way the story goes, that was a kind of part of a lake. The man had been fishing under the ice. And that man didn't pay attention to him when he first met him. And while he was standing there, he decided to buy some fish from him, because the fish were kind of quite a good size. just about a couple feet long, some of them maybe even a little more bigger. But the way the man was thinking, I should think of that before, to have been hunt around there or walk around there before. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been hungry for things. And he decided to buy some few fish from him. And that man was look at him, and when he started want to buy some fish, and he wanted to take that little rope from him to pay the fish for to take him. Yeah, they just have a deal for that, and that man had been took his little rope, and that man get a few fish. And he decided to go on up to their village and walk up, and he saw some kids were playing around and didn't even pay attention for a cold weather, and slang down probably because it was in a fall and have a little snow on top of the ground. And the village were didn't even hungry. They got lots of meat on their drying racks, and people had been kind of quite a happy what he saw back there. It was a kind of toward late evening, according to a story. And by the time he decided going back to village, because the day was kind of short, he decided to go on down, going home, because their family was kind of hungry for there's maybe not much clams on the front. Maybe that's why he's decided to walk up for snaring or try to fishing or something. Then he tried to put his pack. It was a pretty heavy in the first start. And while he was walking down, and his pack was kind of disappearing from a heaviness to a lighter. And he started to think, well, some kind of, maybe them were ghosts or something, I don't know. He stopped right there and doing something to his pack, what he packed, some fish inside his little pack sack. And every time when he getting a little close to a village, his pack were kind of lighter and tried to stop and try to do something to his pack, because it was kind of lighter every time when he going a little closer to the whale's village here. And finally, when he reached his house, it seemed like pretty empty, just a little bitty words kind of inside his pack, and leave his pack in a shed and went in. And when he went in, he told them families, go get my pack out in a shed. It has a fish in it. And maybe his mother or sister had brought him in and opened up. Yeah, that was a little bit of fish had been left out. And the first beginning of it was a pretty heavy. And when he get reached his home, they were just about 6 inches long, not 2 feet fish. In the first that the ghost was giving him 2 feet little better fish long. And when he reached his home, they were just 6 inches long. That's the kind of fish that little river have a fish by the day. And that story was a true story. According to that Jonathan Unalak story, had been raising here when I was a boyhood. He's been a great hunter himself. He's really known all over on the coast here on whale hunting, walrus hunting. While he was hunting, he was a pretty lively himself, but when I became old enough myself, he's quite old and moved to a Nome. You all know it maybe. Jonathan O'Nalick, that was the story of him. That's all.